Texas area. It's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And now, here's your host, Eric Jackson.
All right. Good afternoon, and happy Monday to you. Happy Monday. All right. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Enjoy some of this great weather we had going on. If not, well, maybe next weekend. Well, we have a great show planned for you today, I think. You know, we're going to be talking about a topic that's beginning to get a little momentum in the news. And that's about voting. You know, our topic today is voting, a wind of change. And we're going to be talking about some of these new laws and some of the ways some of these politicians are trying to push it through. Now, if you want to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or I have my chat room open. So if you feel like chatting, we can chat during the show as well. I am your host, Eric Jackson. And once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. Okay, now that we have all that out of the way, let's talk. All right, like I said before, we're talking about voting. All right? And yes, there's some change coming in the wind about this voting thing. And depending on what side of the aisle you're on, it may not be a good change. Just depending on what side of the room you're sitting on. Okay? So let's get to talking about this. Now, with some of these laws, there may be thousands, even millions of potential voters. You hear me? Of potential voters that may not be able to vote in this year's presidential election. And that's because some states don't want them to vote. Let's just be honest with that. You know, some states don't want them to vote. You know, some states have just passed or attempted to pass legislation that limit the requirements. You know, for the things like early voting. You know, they don't want you to be able to vote early. You know, a lot of times when you early voting will last maybe 2-3 weeks, you know, they're cutting it down to like 1 week. You know, or yet they just passing stricter laws about what it takes to be able to vote. You know, like requiring not just one but two picture IDs. Heck, most of our young people don't even have one state issue ID or government issue ID. Let alone you talking about two. I'm telling you, there's a change coming. We need to wake up and figure out what's going on with this voting thing. We really do. Because it's getting time down to crunch time. And with crunch time, man, we need to know what's going on. We really do. I mean, I understand there are going to be some arguments about the real reason why these changes are in law. You know, and yes, it's become a very, very contested issue. These new laws, voting laws, they're becoming very contested because, as I said, the closer we get to election time, the more relevant or important these laws become. You know, some people say these new laws are being put in place. Why? So they can suppress the minority vote within the key states. Yeah, they may be trying to do that, you know, but who's trying to suppress what? You know, is it true that whoever these other people are trying to suppress the vote in key states? Or are we kind of helping them along because we don't have the necessary items we need? to vote anyway. You know, I mean, and then, you know, there's the ones that push it for laws say, well, we need to change the laws to keep fraud from happening. You know, we need to change the laws to keep illegal immigrants from voting if they're not citizens. Yeah, there's even some states that's going to require that if you're a first-time voter, what did you have to do? You have to show proof of citizenship before you're allowed to vote. Now, you know, if you're a registered voter, why you got to show citizenship? If you have a voter registration card and you're going to this place for the first time, why you got to show you're a citizen? If you got a voter registration card, you're already a citizen, I would think. I would hope. But that's just some of the arguments that are being made right now as part of these laws that's trying to be passed in these different states. You know, and as we go through some of this, you're going to be amazed at some not only some of the laws that are being passed, but actually, it's some of the statements that are being made by some of these politicians that's involved in the lawmaking process. You know, and, you know, I was reading, I was like, really? Because it's amazing. It's amazing. You know, that even though we're supposed to be so far ahead in advance, you know, we are now fighting for a right to vote. And it just didn't start this year. It started back in 2008, 2010. You know, it started then, to where, you know, our rights to vote are really being questioned and put on the block. You know, we thinking everything is hunky dory. Well, no, it's not, not at all. And we need to wake up. We need to wake up. Now, a lot of y'all out there are asking, well, you're saying, well, what? What's wrong with asking someone to prove who they are or to prove citizenship before being allowed to vote? Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with it if it's going to be across the board. See what I'm saying? If it's across the board. But the way this is looking, it's looking to be more harmful in certain parts of the country, in certain states, than it is in others. Mainly the Hispanic and African-American communities. I'm going to say it. And there's a reason for that. You know, I mean, they're what? Changing requirements for voter registration drives. You know, back in 2008, remember, this time of year, we seen everybody on corners trying to get you to vote, trying to get you registered to vote. You know, rallies and all kind of things like that. You walk down the street now, you can barely tell it's an election year unless you see them on television. Why do you think that is? Because of all the different stricter rules and regulations that's being put out there to limit it. And it's the reason behind that. There is. I mean, they want to reduce early voting days. You know, they even want to restore the rights to vote for convicted felons. Really? Convicted felons. Now, why are you going to restore their right? If they commit, they're a felon, if they committed a felony, why are you going to give them the right to vote again? Oh, I forgot. They're citizens, right? If that's what it is? Since they're citizens, you know, whether they've been in prison or not, they can go ahead and vote still. I mean, it's just those little things like that is what's being changed. You know, on the surface, if you just look at it from on top, you know, a little glass bowl, everything seems to be fine, nothing wrong. No, we're just tweaking the law here, tweaking the law there. That's if you want to stay on top and just tread water and see and just see what you want to see. But if we go and dip our head in that water a little bit, then you begin to see a lot of different things going on. And you notice it's a little bit more complicated issue that's going on. It's subtle, but yet it's there. You know, and if you pay attention, many of the new laws that are being in place, most of them have been generated from Republican-controlled legislatures, okay, and signed by Republican governors. Now, I'm just putting it out there. That's not nothing I made up. That's not nothing I made up. Just like I went out there and researched it, you can go and research it. It's there for you. It is. It's there for you. I mean, would you say that is a coincidence? Just like the passing of the Affordable Care Act, when the majority of the states that were against it were Republicans. Is that a coincidence? No, it's not a coincidence. And you know it's not. If you think it is, well, then maybe you need to have your head examined, because I don't think so. Or is there something else going on behind the scenes that we're just turning a blind eye to? That's right, I said it. Is there something else going on behind the scenes that we just don't want to admit is going on? Because if we decide to admit that something else is going on, then we're also admitting that we haven't progressed as well as we thought we have. Those are just questions. I mean, those are just little thoughts. I know I'm thinking that somebody else out there thinking the same thing. Somebody else is out there thinking the same thing. But the question is not about the question. The thing is, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about this? Besides, we need to make each other aware of what's going on, number one. That's what we need to do. We need to let each other know that we need to get out there and do something about this. You know, yes, there's one or two Democratic states that also passed some new laws. But basically, they had, you know, it was just an acting governor, or it wasn't even that important. But the majority is Republican. Why is that? You know, why is that? You know, the main thing is, well, we want to make sure you are who you are, who you say you are when you're voting. Well, we know who we are. You know, and once again, the Hispanic and African American youngster, most of them do not have a government issue ID. In some instances, they can't get it, but they can get a voter registration card. You know, and states like Florida and Texas, oh my. You know, they have made registering new voters so difficult, you know, that if you actually get new voters registered to vote, you know, you have to turn everything in within 48 hours after you get approved by the state. Yeah, something wrong with that. Texas so bad that, you know, Texas will train you first. You got to go through training with the state of Texas first. Yeah, sure. And then there is no compensation, you know, for those that's getting new voters registered in the state. No performance-based compensation for that. So if you out there working hard trying to get as many voters as you can in the state of Texas, it doesn't even matter. Because you have to do it for yourself. You know, and it's just those two states alone, you know, are really behind pushing this thing. So how can we fix this? As you see, the change in voting is beginning to really, really come forth. You know, it's something going on behind the scenes. I'm trying to let y'all figure it out. What's going on behind these scenes? But you need to be aware of what it is and pay attention, because the time is getting close to where if you don't know what's going on, you're going to be out there lost. Remember last week when I said what you do now you pay for later. And this is the same instance. If you don't start paying attention now to what's going on with this voting right thing and these different laws being passed, you're going to pay for it later down the road. You are. It's just that simple. You're going to pay for it later on down the road. And in some cases, a little faster than you think. Now, once again, I want to thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And if you want to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. I do have my chat window open, so chat room open. So if you want to chat with me a little bit, we can do that as well. All right, today's topic is voting, wind of change. And basically, we're discussing the different laws and the avenues that our voting rights are beginning to be taken or changed to make it a little bit more difficult for us to vote. You know, and really, we really need to pay attention to this. It's not something that's going to go away. It's not. Yes, there's some individual or groups out there that's fighting change, but they can't fight it alone. They can't. You know, and we need to get out there and talk to each other about this thing. We really do. You know, voting is a right that many people fought for. We fought for this. Huh? Our ancestors fought for the right to vote. And now, so we're going to sit around and just let them slowly take them away. Take it away. Right? Take away our right to vote. Our voice. No, we barely have a voice as it is. Although we should be having one of the largest voices around. But we don't. No, did you know there was other bills out there being passed that county officials, you know, can't mail absentee ballots applications to voters using prepaid postage? Did you know that? See, it's little simple things like that. You know, there's little simple things like that that are going on that makes me really know that, you know, there's a battle going on for our right to vote. There is. There's a war going on. And what are we going to do about this war? Are we going to join in and ride the victory, or are we just going to stay there and get overrun and just complain as they go by? Are we? You know, they've been slowly passing these laws, trying to get them in. By the 2012 election. We didn't say 2014, we said 2012. That's right up the road. That's right up the road, people. Are we really gonna stand here and wait on that? No, these changes have been passed pretty much under the radar. Under the radar. Now, if you're not paying attention to what your state is doing, then yeah. Your own state been doing it, you don't even know. Because you're just too caught up in cable TV, watching the reality shows. Yes, I'm going to say it. That's right. And not since 1965 has there been such a great need for people to unite and fight back against this movement that's trying to limit our voting rights. Yes, I'm saying it. They're trying to limit our voting rights. And we sitting there letting them. We are. Because we're going to wait till the last minute. We're not going to know what the law entails or what happens. And then next thing you know, bam, we can't vote. You can't vote because I'm being able to vote. You know, some of these laws can be even said be modern-day Jim Crow type laws all over again. You know, where's our sense of urgency to repel this kind of stuff, this underhand movement? Huh? Where is it, our sense of urgency? Don't you see, we kind of head toward that that pre-civil rights movement thing where we had to fight for everything we got? You're not paying attention, are you? I didn't say post-civil rights. I say pre-civil rights. Because that's where we're trying to go. Now, I know I may probably be making some of you upset out there or just maybe talking to myself today, but that's fine. I'm going to get this out because we need to know. We need to know. No, yeah, it's my opinion that, you know, we done became so comfortable with the way things are. You know, we've been given a bone here or there, you know, given a law here or there. And we done became content with the way things are. You know, we're so content right now that, you know, whatever they do is fine, as long as it don't mess with my paycheck. Well, guess what? It's going to do more than mess with your paycheck. If you don't stay on top of this thing. Yes, it's time for us to stand up and fight for what is ours. Fight for our rights to vote. To say, no, we're not going to take this anymore. At all. You know, and stop taking the scraps that they've been throwing us. And yes, I'm still talking about voting. I'm still talking about voting. We are just so set in our ways to we're so busy we can't do anything else but nothing. But sit there and let them do this to us. Are you serious? Are you gonna stand there and just take it? No. Why should we? We done fought out the worst thing, so why are we gonna stay here and take them, let them do this to us? I don't know. You tell me. Once again, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. I do have my chat room open, so we can chat as well if you feel like it. Now, today's topic, and thank you for listening to Let's Talk, today's topic is voting, a wind of change. And the change is not good. The wind is not blowing in the right direction. Put it that way. No, that's the wind of change that we're looking at. It's not going in the right direction at all. At all. You know, the wind is blowing to the north. It's blowing out of the north where it's cold. Yeah, it's cold wind coming out the north. No, we're trying to get froze out here. And we're so naive right now. We don't even have our coats to put on. Just stay warm. We don't. So how? What are we going to do, people? What are we going to do? You know, Florida is so bad. Florida actually started sending out lists to voting election officials, telling them who should be voting, who shouldn't. You know, questioning the citizenship. Now, how are you going to do that? And then come to find out, some of the people they say aren't actually required, not supposed to vote, are actually citizens that are allowed to vote. You know, a master list of 182,000 names. Are you kidding me? So you telling me 182,000 people are potential non-citizens and cannot vote in the state of Florida alone? And this is what's going on. This is not, like I say, this is not nothing that you can't go and research yourself online. And you know the thing about it? Florida has a primary on August the 14th. August the 14th, 2012. Less than 90 days away. And they trying to stop this all. You see what I'm saying? And I bet a lot of y'all out there in Florida had no idea of what's going on. And that's your state. You know, and this is the stuff that is going on. You know, and yet, we're steady letting it happen. We're steady letting this happen to us. You know, Florida, Texas, you know, and they, you know, those two states are the biggest against immigration as well. Legal immigrant. So, you know, if you they think you an immigrant, you're going to have it to do anyway, especially when it comes to voting. So why are we allowing all this to go on? Why? Okay, I agree. One ID. One picture ID. Why can't we just be one picture ID? Whether it be a school ID, a library ID, as long as you have a picture ID with your picture on it saying it's you, what is the problem? Why must we go through all this other stuff? Now, for those out there that say post 9/11, no, I'm not buying that anymore. You can't keep blaming everything on post 9/11. You can't. You know, if you got a driver's license, that'll be fine. But all this other unnecessary stuff, why? I tell you why. Because they don't want us to vote. No, once again, I was trying to be politically correct, but I can't do it anymore. I'm just going to tell you the truth. They don't want us to vote. It's not a secret. It's not something that just started. It's not. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody call and tell me I'm wrong. But in my opinion, that's the way I feel. That's the way I feel. You have governors in the states in the United States saying they're not going to do what the president says. Just refuse. We're not doing it. Okay, so now you're not doing what the president said. Okay, then what? So we'll just wait till election time and we'll get fixed the election. How are they going to fix the election? By passing all these unnecessary laws that limit the amount of people that's going to be able to vote. It's not going to be the middle class, as they say, because really there is no middle class anymore. But it's not going to be the middle class that's going to suffer. It's definitely not going to be the wealthy. So who you think going to have trouble getting to the polls and producing the proper ID to vote, to let their voice be heard? Who do you think? Huh? That's right. The little man, the ones down there struggling every day, that has to go out there and work. That's right. That's who's going to have trouble getting to the polls or meeting these little great new restrictions that's being placed out there. And that's the purpose of this new law, the change in the wind, as I say. That's the purpose of it right there. They're not looking to stop the middle class. They're not looking to stop the wealthy. Them not the ones they're worried about. It's not. It's those of us out there that's working hard every day, that's barely making it. Now, I know some of you sitting down there with your lips poked out and your chest tucked all out, talking about, well, I'm making it. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm barely making it. No, you're not. You're barely making it, too. Yeah, you may not be a paycheck away from being broke, but you're two or three paychecks away, that's for sure. So, yeah, you're struggling. You just like the rest of us. So you need to get out there and vote, too. You know, and you're just looking at all this, it's amazing. It is amazing at the different things that they're doing, absentee ballots. In a lot of states, especially you have a large military citizenship, the absentee ballot plays a big part of the election for any state. Now you don't want to send them with a prepaid postage. You know why? Because once the individual get it, they're not to send it back because they have to worry about trying to get a stamp and going to a post office and mailing it off compared to just filling it out, stuffing it in the envelope, and giving it to the postman. See how simple that is? It's just that simple, but yet just that detrimental to what we have going on. I'm just saying that is what's going on. But yet we sitting back here all comfortable and yeah, we got so and so, we good. No, we not good unless you get off your rump, find out what's going on with them tax laws and them voting laws in your state and do something about it. That's what you need to do. It's not a hard thing to do if you just open your eyes and pay attention to what's going on. That's all. Because what you're going to do, you're going to sit there and say, it'll be all right, it'll be right. And we'll be all back in 1964, 1965 again. Standing at the poll line watching somebody else vote. And we wonder why we can't vote no longer. What the heck is going on out there, people? Are you aware of what's happening now? Are you aware? There's an underground movement going on, and you just have no idea. You out there smiling and skinning and grinning and dancing and having fun, and they slowly beating you down. And by the time you realize it, you're going to be on the floor damn near dead. I'm just going to put it out there. And yes, I'm still talking about voting because that's what's happening. That is exactly what's happening. There's a battle going on for our right to vote, and yet we don't seem like we even care. Yeah, now you're going to be talking about the left and the right. Who care about the left or the right? What about your right to vote, period? What about your right to vote, period? Just because you're on the left, you think that excludes you? Huh? Is that what you're thinking? Well, I got a new flash for you, too, brother. It ain't you fall right in the category with the rest of us. We need to wake up about what's going on in this country. This country is not all peaches and cream as you want to believe. When it comes to a lot of things, I'm not going to say a certain thing, I'm going to say a lot of things. You know, but yet, we not paying attention. We good. This is July, August, September, October, November, 4 months before we have to elect a president of the United States, people. 4 months. Florida, y'all primary start in August. So that's what, next month. How many of you are out there already registered to vote and able to vote? Huh? How many of you? Do you even know where to go to vote at? Or where to register to vote at? See, just the little things like that is what get us. The little things like that. It's not the big, big things that everybody see. It's the little tiny things just like that. And like I said earlier, it's the things you do now that you'll pay for later. Now, it can help you later or it can hurt you later. It's your choice. But it depends on what you do now. You know, and that's it. I mean, where's our urgency? Where's our sense of urgency to repel all this underhand stuff that's going on? Where is it? Nobody wants to talk about that, though. No, nobody want to talk about that. That's just something we just cannot talk about. Because it's not politically correct. Well, you know what? That's our problem. We done got a little bit too politically correct. Sometimes we just need to tell it like it is. Have you not noticed since the election of 2008, you know, there has been a widening of races in this country? Huh? And you're going to sit, don't sit there like, no, no, it's not. Yes, it has. It's slowly becoming them and us. I'm serious. That's what it is. It's them and us. Now, whoever you want them to be, that's who them are. But you're a part of us. If you ain't rich and flying around in your own jet, you're part of us. You know, yeah, some of y'all out there going to say, well, you know, some of the relations really are better between the races than they ever been before. That's hogwash. Maybe in your small corner of the world. Maybe your small corner. But for everybody else, there's a battle going on. There's a battle going on. And see, here's the thing. The ones that you say everything is okay, they're not looking no more than their front yard. That's the only place they want to see. That's all they want to see. Hey, you ain't even got to look at, all that you got to do is look at the national capital every day, the Congress, the Senate. They have wars all the time. The president can't get none passed because he's fighting a war with them, and they fighting a war with him. But everything's going fine, huh? But you looking no further than your front yard, your front porch. Heck, if you look hard enough, I'm sure you can look at your own local government and see something is not right there either. Even in your own community. No, even in your own community. You know, governors in states like Texas, Louisiana, and Florida, They're not making any secret about what they're going to do, their intentions. They're not hiding it. They are not hiding it at all. In fact, they're saying, we ain't going to do it, and this is what we're going to do, and you can't stop us. That's exactly what they're saying. And you know what? We're so naive, and we're going to say, look at that fool up there. Look at that fool up there. But are we trying to do anything to change it? No. Not at all. You know, it's just the things like that, that there's a wind, there's a change in the wind, people. And if we don't hurry and put ourselves up and change the direction, we're going to be in trouble. We're going to be in trouble with this voting thing. Because they're on a mission. That other side is on a mission. And it doesn't matter what it takes or who they're going to run over, they are going to try and complete their mission. The question is, are we going to stop this mission, or are we just going to ride along with them and take whatever we the leftovers? Because, see, everybody's thinking about the wars overseas. There's a war going on right here, right now in the United States. In these different states, there's a war going on right now. Nobody wants to talk about that, though, but it is. It is. It's a war going on. And the war is about our right to vote. Our right to vote. Now, I'm going to say something that's really, really going to freak you out, because I bet you never thought about this. Okay, so now I'm talking about our right to vote, and there's a war going on. Now, I know some of you probably say, well, what can I do? Well, you telling me about what's going on, but you're not giving me no solutions. Okay, I'm going to give you one solution. And I guarantee if each one of you do this one thing, Oh, we got the war under control. Are you ready? You ready for this? Number one, are you registered to vote? Number one, that's number one. Number two, is there anybody else in your household that is eligible to vote, that is registered to vote, that you have made sure is ready to vote? Okay, that's two things right there. Now, that's it's one, but you got one A and one B, right? And now one C, when it's time to vote, make sure everyone in the house that's eligible, go vote. I know y'all are like, huh? Okay, let me put it this way. If you take care of your house, if one of us take care of our house and do what we're supposed to do, then when it's time to take care of the big problem, it's easy work. It's cakewalk time. See how simple that was? It's just that simple. And no matter what the intentions are, they can't beat us because we're working together. We are working together. You know, but yet some of us are not going to do it. We're not going to do it because we won't vote ourselves. Let's not talk about trying to get our teenagers or our young people, you know, that we know to do it. Girl, I got to go get my nails done. I ain't worried about that. So-and-so going to win anyway. And you know, if some of you out there, that's exactly what you're going to say. Exactly what you're going to say. And then you're one of the first ones to complain when things don't go right. But where were you at when the war was going on? Were you up there up front on the front line standing ground? No. You weren't. You were somewhere in the mess hall getting fat. It's time for us to open our eyes, people. Quit walking around here with your eyes closed, them blinders on your eyes. You know, there's a change in the wind. And we missing out on it. We need to redirect that wind. We really do, because it's getting stronger and stronger as we get closer and closer. As we get closer, the wind is getting stronger in the wrong direction. And the other side is betting on we way too late to do anything about it. To where they can just sit back and watch and enjoy, watch the chaos. Because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be chaos because they're going to be scrambling in. But it's going to be too late. That's why we need to get out and do what we need to do now. Now. You know, some states used to let you register up to 30 days, but you better check that too, because a lot of them not allowing that anymore. See, open our people. Look, you don't have to believe me, okay? Most of this is my opinion, okay? It's my opinion, a lot of it, but a lot of it is fact, what I done researched and found, okay? So you don't have to believe everything I'm telling you. You go out there and look for yourself. But what I am saying is you need to open your eyes and see for yourself what's going on. It's not hard. You can go right there, and, you know, most of y'all Google fans anyway, huh? Google voter registration laws and see what happened. Voter identification requirements. And see what you get up. And just read it. And just read it. That's all you got to do. And then you'll understand what I'm trying to tell you. We need to communicate this type of stuff and what's going on within our community. This is what we need to communicate. I tell you what, everybody communicated when LeBron James won the NBA championship. Huh? Everybody knew about that. Right? When the New York Giants won the Super Bowl, everybody knew about that. But how come nobody's really paying attention to the way they're trying to take our right to vote? Because they're not going to put it out there on all over the national networks for you to find out. And that's because they don't want you to know. That's why. So if we're not helping each other or communicating with each other, then we fighting a losing battle. If we just as half as enthusiastic about this type of stuff, about our voting rights, are we all about our sports and our music? Oh my, we'll be unbeatable. We'll be unbeatable. Nobody be able to tell us anything. Just like some of you out there, y'all can tell you what kind of underwear a rapper wearing, huh? You know, the engine in a car. But you're talking about something, your voting rights, your right, that other people have died for. You know, and they trying to take it away from you, and, you know, you're not even paying any attention to it. None. In the words of the young people today, it is what it is. That's what y'all going to say. Well, it is what it is. No, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. It is what it is. It can be a whole lot better. A whole lot better. But are we going to make it better? Or are we just going to sit around and let governors in Texas, Louisiana, and Florida do what the heck they want to do? And don't get me wrong, those are not just the only states, but those are the main ones making noise right about now. You know, those are the ones, they're not hiding behind a wall. They're not hiding behind nothing. No, they're basically letting it be known. This is what's going to happen, and this is what we're going to do. That's right. And there's really nothing. What are we going to do? What are we going to do, people? Are we going to get together? Are we going to come together? Show them that no matter what they throw at us, we going to beat them at their own game, or are we going to sit there and let them win it? For those of you that like sports, we're in the fourth quarter. We're in the fourth quarter now. What you going to do? What are you going to do? It's time to make that winning shot, that last second drive. What are you going to do? See, I'm putting it in your language now so you understand. What are you going to do? It's time to stand up and be counted. That's what you should be doing. It really is. It's time to stand up and be counted. We need every vote we can get. Every vote. Because, yes, there's going to be some of them that they're going to be able to take away from us. Whether it's legitimately or not, it's going to happen. But for those of us that can get out there and do what we need to do and bring somebody along with us, well, then, we beating them at their own game. You know, if you got that young person in your house living and ain't got no ID, no picture ID, take them and get a picture ID. If it's just a state ID. It's still a government issue ID. And that it is. So in that case, you ahead of the game then. Then all you got to do is make sure they register to vote. And on election day, take them to vote. And don't be sitting there talking about, well, you meet me here. No, don't be meeting nobody. If you got to go and get that individual, go and get them and take them to vote. That way you know your house is taken care of. See, I'm not talking about taking care of the world. I said take care of your house. If you take care of your house as far as voting and the next man take care of their house, then we'll be all right. Because, yes, I'm not that naive to think that everybody's going to do what they're supposed to do. Yeah, there's going to be some houses that's going to fall by the wayside. There's no doubt about that. But hopefully, There's more of our houses that's going to stand up and do the right thing than the ones that's going to fall by the wayside, to where we'll make up that difference. But when are we going to start putting forth the effort? How many voter registration drives have you seen? I can tell you, I haven't seen any, really. Not where I'm at. I haven't seen any. And I've been looking. You know, and that's the strangest part about it. You know, like I said, back in 2008, that's all you saw on the corners. You had car washes, voter registration car washes. You know, dances, meetings. We got 4 months to go before our presidential election, and I haven't seen anybody trying to get anybody registered to vote. Unless you're going online. And I mean, then what? You know, so it's little things like that that they're beating us at. Now, don't get me wrong, some of these laws that I have mentioned that they are trying to get enforced, you know, yeah, they are in court right now, a lot of them. They're being fought against. But that don't mean they're not going to try to enforce them until, you know. Now, if you think they're going to wait till after the court ruling to enforce these laws, you're crazy. You done lost it. Because they're going to enforce everything they can. They're going to do everything they can to keep us from voting. That's right. Everything they can, they're going to try and do to keep us from voting. Now, the question is, what are we going to do about it? How about taking care of home? If you take care of home, then you can help the neighbor. You know, if the neighbor helped the neighbor, the next neighbor helped the neighbor, then next thing you know, we have neighborhoods helping neighborhoods. No, but we getting out there to vote. Oh, and please, 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 please. Yeah, there may be some polling places where you get out there and there are going to be some long lines. There is. That mean you need to get upset and leave. Heck, you stand in a 3-hour line to get some garlic crabs or watch Michael Jackson dance on stage in the hologram. You mean tell me you can't stand 30, 40 minutes in a line to vote? Let your voice be heard? No, it's just every little everyday things like that. You know, where's our priority? Where's our priorities at? Where's our priorities? We got 4 months, people. 4 months. 4 months. We have two candidates. Now, I'm not telling you who to vote for. That's not for me to tell you. But I'm just saying, we have 4 months, two candidates. Are you ready to vote? Are you? If you're not ready to vote, well, then I suggest you know, after this show, you find out where you can go and register to vote so you'll be ready with your ammunition. You know, once you done got your ammunition done, you go on and go through your house and make sure everybody else got their ammunition done. That's right. Let's take the war back to them. Let's change the flow of this wind. You know, yeah, let's change the flow of the wind. Let's turn it back on them. Let it blow on them a little bit. Let them get some of this old cold, frozen air. No, that's all it takes. Just a little effort. But before we have effort, we have to have knowledge. Now, we have to know what's going on. Now you know. If you want to know more, easy. Google. Yahoo it. Whatever you have to do. Do your own research. I tell you that all the time when it comes to my shows. If you want to know something more, do your own research. Research it. I could be giving you just a bunch of blah, blah, blah. But if you're not researching and finding out on your own, then, hey, it's on you. Believe me if you want to. But there's a war going on. We have a battle for our rights to vote right now. Yes, I'm using that word. We are in a war. And it's getting down to coming down to crunch time. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt y'all feelings. I'm sorry. Well, we in a confrontation right now, and this confrontation is really coming to a head. Is that better? Is that better? Was that more politically correct? Whatever. Anyway, here it is. We got the Republicans. They don't want the minorities to vote. Okay, I'm just going to put it out like this. As many minorities they can keep from voting, the better off the Republicans feel they will be. Okay, that's it, in a nutshell. And when it's minorities, they don't care. Hispanic, African American, Latino, it doesn't matter. If you're not on their side, you're against them. It's just the bottom line. That's the way it is. That's it. That's it. So, the least amount of resistance is a straightforward attack, right? That's what I always thought. Best defense is offense. But let's get on offense. Let's get our people together and start getting some registration done. And when it's time to vote, let's vote. Let's vote. That's right. Let's knock them back. You know, Republicans no longer, you know, are having their little secret meetings on the Hill, you know, in the back room. They're not having it. They're getting on television and having their meetings. Right in front of you. Right in front of you. When was the last time have you ever seen a president disrespected so much as this one has been? Huh? When? And you wonder why they don't want you to vote? Now, see, I'm getting down to the gritty of it now. If you still not catching the picture, are you? Huh? Are you missing the picture of what's going on right now? And there's a reason they don't want you to vote. And that reason has to do with black and white. It's black and white. Whether it's on paper or you looking at it in the mirror, it's black and white. No, it's just that simple. I don't know how plainer I can say it, but that's the way it is. It is. Now, once again, I want to thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and today our discussion is voting, a wind of change, and we've just been discussing, you know, the different new laws that's been passed. The voters registration in different states. Now, if you want to join the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. I do have my chat room open, so if you feel like chatting, I'd be more than happy to join in with you. You know, and, you know, and we just have a discussion on what it's going to take for us to get this wind going the other way. Because, see, we have the wind going against us right now. And a lot of us are asleep. We sleepwalking through this thing. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We sleepwalking. You know, they steady pushing forward. And we steady treading in mud. That's what's going on. And so, as we keep treading mud, they keep moving forward. Yeah, they get a hurdle here and there. And every now and then, they get pushed back. But one thing you notice about them, they don't stop coming, do they? They don't stop coming. But we will stop. When we think we safe and comfortable, oh, we'll stop. We good. I got to rest now. But they're not resting at all. While we resting, they gaining full momentum. They riding out. Full force. They coming. What are we going to do? Are we gonna battle back? Or are we going to sit here and just let them take our rights to vote? And, you know, all this rhetoric or what have you, that's all it comes down to. If they take our right to vote, that's our voice. You can say what you want to. You can write all the letters you want. You can march up and down the street all you want. But if we lose our right to vote or let them limit what we can do when we vote, oh, our voice is gone. And then we back in 1964 all over again. Huh? You see where we're going with this? In other words, what you're doing now is going to affect what happens in November. Let me go and put it out there like that. Okay? What you do now, after the show today, as far as voting and registering, whatever you do then, it's going to affect November. Now, whatever happens in November is going to affect what happens for the next 3-4 years. Is that as plain as I can put it? Huh? Can I put it any better than that? Because that's the way it's flowing right now. That's it. That's the way it's flowing. You know, and we can control. It's not like we can't control it, because we can. The question is, are we going to get up off our little hineys and do what we need to do to make it go the right way? And that starts with you getting up and doing what you need to do. Getting registered to vote. Have the proper stuff. Whatever they say you need. If you got the dang on it, go and see, get a crackhead to get it for you. I don't care. As long as you have the proper stuff to vote and you make it to that polling place and let your voice be heard, then you have accomplished your mission, soldier. You have accomplished your mission. But make sure you take a battle buddy with you when you're doing all this. That way, they can accomplish, y'all can accomplish the mission together. Easy work. Only thing we need to do is get up off our butts and get going. Get going. That's all we got to do. As I mentioned before, it's not hard to see what's going on. Look at your news. Most of you don't know what the newscast look like. And don't just look at your little local news, because, you know, then they're going to show us the killing around the neighborhood. Look at some of these other network news. Look at it. You'd be surprised at what you learn just by looking at that. No, get off them dang on reality shows just for a few minutes and find out what's going on around you and why you about to lose your right to vote because you're too busy worried about Snooki and the Jersey Crew or whatever the heck their name is. And in words of the young folk, that's straight talk. That's straight talk. You know, and Facebook. You know, nobody's talking about voting on Facebook. You talk about everything on thing else. You know, you're in the shower. You broke a toenail. But when are we going to talk about voting? When are we going to push to get the vote out there? When are we going to do that? I tell you what, let's get something started. All right, everybody who listened today, once we get off the show, go to your Facebook page and just put something up about voting. I mean, it doesn't have to be nothing grand or anything like that. But just put something up there, you know, to let people know it's getting close to that time. It's getting close to that time. Man, let's see where it goes from there. I mean, we have the network and the equipment to do what we need to do. The question is, will we do it? I know some of you looking like, he going crazy. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth. Hey, yeah, and you know it's true. Every television show you watch it on there, you on Facebook commenting. You on Twitter. Some of y'all out there, Twitter, I think y'all talk to on Twitter more than you do talk to anybody in person. And if that's the case, then why not use that for something else besides your own personal conversation? And let's get some, let some people know that it's time to get out there and vote. It's time to get out there and take our rights back. Protect our rights that they're trying to take away from us. It's not like we do not have the avenues to make this thing work. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. We have the avenues. We use them on a daily basis. Every day. It's there. But the question is, are we going to use them? We have 4 months to correct this thing. 4 months. 4 months. We're not talking about year, year and a half, 2 years, 4 months. That's all we have. You know, they done a good job by silencing it already because you don't hear much about it, do you? Only thing you hear about is the two candidates. You're not hearing much about the different laws that's going into effect or why they're in court doing this. You're not hearing about that because they don't want you to know about that until it's too late. Till you go up to that polling station and get turned around and told you can't vote. And then you're going to be mad. Well, why they didn't tell me? No, you should be asking yourself, why I didn't find out what I needed to do before I came up here? That's who you should be mad at yourself. Don't be mad at them because they're telling you no. Should be mad at yourself because you got caught all up in Snooki and Pookie and all them. You got caught up in the game. But you got caught up in the wrong game. Put it that way. You got caught up in the wrong game. Get caught up in the right game. This game that protects your right to vote. Get caught up in that game. That's the game you need to get caught up in. We got 4 months to correct this thing. 4 months. There's a change in the way the wind is blowing, people. There's a change in that. And if we're not careful, we're going to be out there. We are. We're going to be out there. And it's not going to be a pretty thing. It's not. What you do now is going to affect what happens in November. What you do in November is going to affect what happens January. It's just that simple. Easy. Easy money, as you say. Easy money. You know, now I know something. They can't take our voting rights away from us. You don't think they can? What you think they're trying to do now? Oh, they're working on it. They're working on it just as nice and easy. And you sitting back there talking about what they can't do. Oh, yeah. Keep saying what they can't do. And when they do it, you're still going to be saying that they can't do that. Because you sat back there and kept saying what they can't do instead of you getting up and doing what you needed to do. It's too easy to do what we have to do, people. Communicate, educate each other, push each other. Make sure we out there doing the necessary things to let our voices be heard. Some of you got grown kids, ain't voted a day in their life. You don't know whether they got a voter registration card or not. Huh? Won't you ask them? Take care of your house. They got to tell you who they voted for. Just make sure they get out and vote. Some of you got husbands probably ain't even voted. Or if you got husbands working overseas, are you making sure they're getting their absentee ballots in time to sit back with their vote? See, it's those little things right there that will make a difference. No, it's not the big, gigantic thing where you stand out in the corner holding a sign. It's those little things. You taking care of your, as we used to say in the military, you staying in your lane. You taking care of your lane, then everything else will fall into place. Now, that's how you start off. You start off taking care of your stuff first. If yours squared away, then you go on to the next man. But if yours not squared away, how you going to get somebody else to help somebody else square theirs away? And that's what, and basically that's what the Republicans are working for. That's what they're working toward, divide and conquer. If they can keep us in the dark, half of us in the dark and the other half wondering, hey, we make the job easy for them. Yeah, we making it easy. You know, and all day we keep saying is, well, the Republicans, well, what you going to do about it? You know now. What you going to do about it? Huh? Are we going to make it do, as they say, we make it do what it do? I would hope we are. Just like I say, it's no secret. It is definitely no secret about their intentions. None. And as we get closer, they're pushing harder. They are pushing very hard. Everybody know they just lost a key battle a week or so ago. So you think they're not going to push it even harder now? And you're going to sit there and act like nothing is happening, nothing's going on, everything is peachy king, you crazy as hell. Get up off your butts and do what you need to do. 4 months, people. 4 months. 4 months. That's all it is. You got 4 months to get up and do what you need to do. Because I know I'm already taken care of. Mine is done. I'm just waiting. So are you ready? Are you ready? Start with yourself. Start doing self-evaluation with yourself first. Are you ready to cast your vote? So if you're ready to cast your vote, then are the adult members, other adult members in your household, notice I say your household, ready to cast their vote. Now, once that happens, once you get them ready to cast their vote, then you go and move on to the next house. But see, and here's the thing about that. Now, none of you say, well, no, but here's going to work. Somebody going to say, man, let me go. Here she comes. Let me go on and make sure I got my voter registration thing together because I'm tired of hearing her mouth. They may be tired of hearing your mouth, but they're still getting done what they need to have done. So they're ready, too. See, so that's another house that's ready. See, and then you get that wheel to going. And then next thing you know, we standing there strong waiting for the polls to open. Florida. Florida, state of Florida. Y'all know what y'all up against. Y'all know what y'all up against. That's no secret either. They changing stuff in Florida so often, I don't think half the police in Florida know what the laws are anymore. So y'all know y'all up against the wall. Just like in Texas, same thing. If you sleep, you're going to miss out. Just that simple. If you sit there and sleep, you're going to miss out. So what can we do? Take care of home. And once you take care of home, work on your neighbors or your rest of your family member. If you make sure that all that's taken care of, shoot, that gives us a better shot than anything. Then we can reverse the wind that's going. Because right now that wind is blowing against us. And, you know, that wind is kind of cold right now. It's strong and it's cold. And I know some of y'all know about that north wind in the wintertime. That north wind come out and just be blistering. What we call it, the Hulk. Y'all know about the Hulk? Well, that's what we got blowing against us right now, the Hulk. And we need to turn and turn that thing around and send it back to where it came from. But it all starts with you, with me. You know, if we don't go ahead and get ours done first, then how can we tell other people to get theirs done? How can we push them to get theirs if we're not straight? That's it. You know, that's all we need to do. You know, and keep on top of these new laws that they keep trying to pass, trying to ease by us. Because that's what they're doing. You know, they're easing things by the state legislatures. It's, you know, everybody paying attention to the big dogs up in D.C. No, you need to pay attention to what's going on in your local, your neck of the woods. Because they're passing it in your neck of the woods. See, and that's where we failing to realize we paying attention to the national thing. Excuse me. We paying attention to the national scene when we should be paying attention to our local scene, our state scene. Because that's the underground network that's going to get things done. That's the network that's going to get things done. You don't believe me? Check it out. Because, see, here it is. That the governor can control that. He can't control what goes on in D.C., but he sure can control what goes on in the state. Think about what I just said. Huh? If you don't believe me, think about Jeb Bush, Florida. You don't think they can do it? It's been done already. And they're trying to set it up where it can be done again. But are we going to sit there, and once again, are we going to sit there and let them do it? Huh? Are we going to let this happen? I hope not. I hope we will have learned from the first time. Oh, we have short memories. That's what it is. We have very short memories. To where we can't remember, to where, you know, certain elections were rigged or you know, changed at the last moment. Now, y'all remember now, I did a show about the Electoral College and the popular vote. If you remember that now, the popular vote is what's supposed to get the electoral delegates to vote for the president. Now, remember what I'm saying. Once again, now, even though it's not common, but even though the popular vote may go one way, the electoral vote can go a whole totally different way. It has happened one time recently. Don't think they won't try and get it to happen again. That's why we need an overwhelming amount of people to get out there and let the voice be heard so there would be no doubt about what we want. Because if there's a bit of tightness or closeness anywhere in it, they're going to try and switch it. They're going to switch it. If they can justify it and get away with it, they're going to switch it. Now, if you don't believe me when it comes to that, go and look at the popular vote versus electoral college. It'll tell you just what I said. You know, it's there. You know, and they have their ways of working around it. If we just give them a little nudge, they're going to take it from us. That's right. I mean, let's be honest. You know, we're at war for our right to vote. We are. We are at war right now. And we're at war, you know, we're really at war as far as our stability in this country. Nobody's going to admit that, but that's what we're doing. No, so continue going about your everyday mission, not paying no attention, don't care. You know, only thing you worried about is getting home, you know, looking at Snooki, looking at the dating game or whatever the heck you looking at. Go ahead. Go right ahead. In about 3-4 years, you're going to be looking at it right there in that cardboard box down there on Main Street. You can hook your satellite cable up to the building on top of it so you can get your signal. And just remember, when you had the chance to change it, you didn't. I mean, it's not a threat or anything like that. It's just going to be fact. It's just going to be fact, the way it is, the way that things are going. I know it's scary, but that's the way it is looking, unless we get out and vote like we're supposed to. You know, like I say, you know, they passing these laws, and some of them, like in Alabama, don't go into effect until 2014, which is good. But you have many of them that they trying to get passed in the law now, 2012. You know, and they really are trying hard. Now, like I said before, there's groups that's fighting them. But just because they're in court fighting don't mean we can just stop and say, okay, everything will be all right. No, we need to be armed and ready also. We do. We need to be ready. Just in case, you know, they still be fighting that and, you know, these little governments, they slip it on through. So we need to be ready with our voter registration cards and our IDs and whatever else they want us to have so we can go and make our voice be known and let them know we're not going to take this no matter what you do. That's right. And see how easy I said that? No, we're going to take it to you. We're going to take the war to you now. No, that's what we need to do. We finna flip this wind, this the way this wind blowing. We finna send this north wind back to you because we don't want this north wind no more. No, we don't want this north wind no more. You can have that north wind now because we got it under control over here. It's time for you to start shaking in your boots, for you to get cold and put on your winter coat. Because the blizzard headed your way now. Because we're going to get out there and do what we need to do. As voters, as people, as communities, as homes. We're going to get out there and do what we need to do to make sure we keep our right to vote. So we won't have to worry about going back to the 1960s status quo type of crap. That's right. Telling us we can only vote a certain time, or we got to have this to vote. And no, we're not doing that. Those days are over with. We are too educated, too well-rounded to go for that. That's right. And for those out there, you know that little saying, y'all, no weapon formed against me. Well, let me show me that weapon. Show me how you're going to turn around then. So let's turn around. Let's use whatever we can and turn it around. Send that north wind back to where it came from. And let that ray of sunlight come back over us like it used to be. I think we can make it happen. What about you? I really do. I think we can really make that happen. Hopefully we can do something. All right, y'all. You know what? I'm off my soapbox again. I'm through. And I did all that ranting and raving and all that talking. And basically the bottom line is we need to make sure that we know what the laws are. Okay? We register to vote. And everybody we know that's eligible is registered to vote and will vote. No, it's one thing to be registered, but it's a whole nother thing to be registered and actually vote. Okay? So, and don't forget about the Facebook thing now. I'm going to be looking at some of you to see if you're going to put it out there. Just put something out there about voting and see what you get. It'd be quite interesting. I'm sure it will be. Well, people, that's the show for today. I am your host, Eric Jackson, and I want to thank you for listening to Let's Talk. Hey, join me tomorrow at 2 p.m., same place, same time, and I'll see you there. I'm out of here.